Hello, one and all. It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular. Hey, we have a federal judge. He's found Bush guilty, a felon. You know, when you spy on all American citizens and give that information to anybody who we already understand is pro-torture, pro-killing Americans in New York City on 9/11 by closing investigations immediately, and that's how they control your mind. You're a puppet. I think I'll take some of Alex Jones' strategy now that I think more about it and deliberate further to understand you people are puppets. You have no ability to form your own mind. You're not even free souls. How can you accept that by Bush closing investigations, he's serving your interests well as elected president, of which he wasn't, but you won't even go there. You know, and this is why I don't come down so hard on Ron Paul. You know, a lot of people, well, I don't know, people think whatever, but look, I've got very strong positions against Ron Paul, but I don't go after him. Why? Because a lot of his positions I do agree with him on. I just don't agree with his conclusions. I know, in fact, many of his conclusions are wrong. And if we had open line communications, he would either confess it to be so or look the fool. But he's dealing with a lot of important issues. He's not really the kind of guy to start a revolution. So he didn't support the recount, but they're walking away with the cash and they're putting it into the Liberty Foundation, but it's not to support a recount and a rigged election. You know, the Boston Globe isn't lying. They would be up for high treason charges. That would warrant pretty much, you know, life imprisonment or death if they had made that up. They're living up to their responsibility to defend the American community. But you've spoken nothing because Ron Paul is not going to take the mantle. He's going to take the cash. They're going to take the cash. So I would ask Ron Paul to donate money to my cause. I don't need lots of money. $10,000 would go a hell of a long way. I'd be able to pay for an internet connection. You know, I'd be able to start a daily radio program where we're contacting the FBI directly. And we're going, look, Bush and Cheney are directly criminally complicit in the terrorist atrocities of 9/11 simply because of the fact that they closed investigations before they were concluded. And we had already started on the fact that the thing was financed by his business partner, George Walker Bush's, and Condoleezza Rice, who, according to MSNBC, was responsible for orchestrating the criminal invasion strategy of pursuing no evidence on a terrorist event that hadn't occurred yet as a justification to get in there and secure a liquefied natural gas pipeline for Enron. Now, you as a police officer, let's say you're a half-honest guy, and I have greater dreams to believe that that is actually the case. Most officers aren't actually into beating women to death just because they say they're cops and can't be arrested, as we have in America. Some of these cities, in Texas, we have a police officer threatening the president of the University of Texas with his life. Doesn't want them to be teaching anything about probable cause. You know, that's the power. You know, evil, Satan, whatever. It's they're controlling your mind through fear. I am not scared at all. I want that fucker arrested now. I want him to be tried for fucking some serious offense. But you say, well, he's a police officer, and Alex Jones has gone the wrong way on this also. He says they think they're like gods. No, they're terrified of God. That's why they're acting criminally. They think that they can deny you the privilege in a free society to defend our rights equitably. Because they know, you know, if I came to town, you know, with, you know, I don't know, 80 million Christian men, we go, look, we have this officer on videotape tried to murder this woman. He told her, get out of the car and I'll electrocute you. He's encouraging her to come out so he can hurt her. And we watch him hurt her. He's like 300-something pounds. She's a smaller statured woman. He's just taking the sadistic pleasure in doing this. We have it on videotape. It's fucking called attempted murder. Aggravated assault. You know, is she even still alive? They tell us that she didn't die, but where is she? I can't find her anywhere. Where is she? Wouldn't such a victim want to take action against this demon fuck? And that's where we would start. You know, we march down fucking every... Well, first of all, we just do it the legitimate way. We contact the police detachment of which he's from and demand he be arrested immediately without bail. This is serious a fucking criminal offense. I want justice. Okay, now you're fearful of that because you don't understand. The TV makes no effort to educate you on how stupid you really are. You haven't, like I say, you're not forming your own conclusions. They're not allowing you to form your own mind. So to do that, they can't bring in a bunch of people who disagree with each other. They can make this fake thing You know, why are you paying Halliburton? They're a middleman that doesn't need to be there. They're stealing all your cash. They're electrocuting troops. They have slave labor in the soup kitchens. You know, these guys were escaped. The so-called terrorists escaped them from the so-called freedom fighters. The freedom fighters had them tied down as slaves, beaten. And one of the guys was beaten to death for not working hard enough. Not paid a fucking nickel. You're a slave for KBR. And, you know, you can do the search, find the material, get the guys' names. They're living back in India now. They've told their story. It's in several documentaries. But, I mean, the TV doesn't want to show you that because if you'd have to be less than a man to not go, wait a second, who's responsible for this? Cheney? Arrest him. You know, and Cheney's a very difficult thing for people to put their minds on because he's been around for so long. He implemented this like decades ago. He just sort of walked him in and said, yeah, it makes sense. Privatize the military. And nobody there was qualified to defend yourself because it's not fucking viable. We want the best service possible for the dollars allotted. You'll hear me say that 5,000 times. Nobody can repeat my arguments. You don't want me to succeed. That Johnny guy speaks with truths that stand indivisible for all concerned peoples. And I'm not going to support him because, fuck, that means he's a good guy. I don't want to see him succeed because it shows what a failure I've been. Why can't you just tell us about how you as a soldier refused to commit a criminal order? The Iraq quagmire is a war crime according to the UN. Kofi Annan, it's a war crime. Saddam isn't in violation of 1441. The TV doesn't want to tell you that. Right? They don't want you to see that you have to put some thought into these things. They don't want you to put no thought into this. Bush tells you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, case closed. The fact that the inspectors are in looking under chicken coops is irrelevant. You die. Remember, American, you're dying here. 100 suicides a week for soldiers. And, I mean, if you actually start paying attention to what's going on, these soldiers, they just, again, you know, this is countless. There are hundreds of thousands of victims like this. They just went out and murdered a bunch of people at a wedding party. They knew that these were women and children primarily, as being alleged by the Afghanistan government. But the guys in the Air Force, they knew, let's go kill some women and children. Went out and slaughtered innocent women and children. Now, they've done this in Iraq countless times, fucking on videotape also. They're not held accountable because there's no leadership in the Air Force to defend America, as so was it on the date of infamy there, of 9/11. But if you spend a little bit of time on this, you can notice that there's something much more profound taking place. Now, if you ask me, I say it's God, okay? You don't believe in God or whatever, you know, or your own take on things. But we can see a constant failure, you know. Bush doctored the National Intelligence Estimate. It's either Bush, Cheney, or Rove. One of those three are the only people who had access to those documents to do that kind of criminality and get away with it. You know, they doctored the National Intelligence Estimate because we have both versions. Ray McGovern will tell you about this, who's a prior CIA guy. He's probably still got some connections. Well, no, I know he does, right? But you don't have to be an intelligence professional to understand they've doctored the National Intelligence Estimate. They're telling Congress, this is what the CIA think about going to war in Iraq. Okay, they're not saying, this is what Bush, Cheney, and Rove think. This is what the CIA thinks. They doctored those documents. They gave Congress a fraudulent version. And you were never supposed to see the actual intelligence. Now, some CIA officer out there, look, I told you, they're not all fucking crack pushers, okay? One of them, some of them, who knows, some element within the CIA released the actual version later on. And, you know, I'm there on the scene, you know, the day it's being released. And I'm showing you, call CBC, they're not going to talk about it. Call your Winnipeg Free Press of your city. You know, I know in Canada, all the newspapers are pretty much the same. They're all operating the same way, criminally. They're victimizing our community. They do the feel-good stories, and we think, well, that's our newspaper. But they're there criminally committing a fraud. You know, it's more apparent with an organization like Chorus Radio Network. They sponsor these hate fests in every city. I think this is what Daniel Pipes, I think it is, this racist Nazi enemy of Jews everywhere. You know, you tell them, look, They targeted the Jewish communities in Lebanon, the Nazi Israeli government, and they hit them the most viciously with indiscriminately dropping literally millions of landmines on 140 towns and villages. That's what the Israeli government confesses to doing. This was when a ceasefire was imminent. Condoleezza Rice, the demon witch, sent them emergency landmines. You know, 7 million in total. And they targeted those Jewish people who are now dead. Okay? Now, Daniel Pipes will tell you, no, you're giving Jews a good name. You can't have Jews having a good name. Says anybody who criticizes that as being anti-Semitic. No, Jews do kill innocent Jewish people for financial benefit. He says if you disagree with him, you're trying to give Jews a good name. And he can't have that. You know? These are the stories of the Bible that you can't comprehend. But now you can. If you put some time into this. Now, I understand people listen to my words sometimes, and they'll think I'm being chaotic in nature. They can't comprehend what I'm saying. But it isn't that difficult to understand. Okay, the primary thing you should be concerned about is the fact that they're stealing an innocent person's home. They allege the person is guilty of no criminal offense in this universe. They steal his home at gunpoint. All your possessions are no longer yours. So if you've got some toys under your Christmas tree, they're not yours any longer because they've got American paid-for weapons pointed at your children and your wife, and you better get out immediately. They're confiscating this house. They're going to tell you to go live in a concentration camp covered in landmines, and there's no work available, and you're just as soon going to be another indiscriminate victim because they just randomly send in thousands and thousands of missiles that CNN never tells you about. You never hear. You never know. You know, if you make no... You know, we only have so much time. If CNN was covering these news items impartially, you'd see immediately what's going on. But they do make decisions to deprive you the knowledge because it's so beneficial for them to cash in on your refusal to speak out for yourself. You really do have all the power. But for all kinds of reasons, you become fearful of what you don't understand because a lot of this stuff is just way over your head. You've had no experience in this kind of interaction. Except, of course, if you're a fan of mine and been following me for, you know, a few years already. But we can solve these issues because they're not that complicated. Now, they're not that complicated to me. Well, you know, because I am, you know, the supreme genius of geniuses, okay? But I think I can communicate these findings to you where you can just as soon understand it for yourself. You know, without my prodding or without my begging you to religiously sacrifice. I'm telling you, I want you to form your own mind. Bush says, no, you can't form your own conclusion. He'll tell you who's good and who's bad. And if you think different, you're a terrorist. You're either with him or you're with the terrorists. And Bush tells you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. And that's why they started the conflict with 38,000 indiscriminate targetings, murdering literally, you know, easily more than 100,000 people in the first days of this conflict. You know, they attacked women, the most intelligent women, really, of Earth, in my books. Okay, the women that were working at the telephone exchange buildings, these women were so amazing. You know, many of them would speak 10 or 15 languages, you know, be fluent in, you know, any language you happen to call them up on. You know, and then they blew up all the public infrastructure and then said that the Iraqis then had to pay for its reconstruction, of which they stole almost every single fucking penny. They won't give them any help whatsoever. Negroponte stole the emergency water provision money. You know, and it's like, it's hundreds of billions of dollars, but just, it costs so little to give the Iraqi people the water they deserve to stave off infections. But Negroponte refused. He wanted to steal that cash, and it was reported in the Washington Post. You know, that they stole this cash for project. I think it was the swimming pool that only Negroponte gets to swim in. And some other guys are fucked, a couple of his gay lovers. You know, and there's nothing wrong with being gay, okay? But That's another profound thing about this. You know, as Alex Jones reminded myself also, you know, he started, you know, you realize, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that, too, you know. There's documentation of endless streams of gay prostitutes going in and out of the White House at all hours of the night when him and Rove and Cheney were having their private meetings. You know, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. It's just promiscuity in the White House to that degree is just, it's really uncalled for. Cause it just shows total contempt for the importance of what that professional position represents. Real people's lives are in the balance here. And they bring in endless streams of gay prostitutes. Now, where do these prostitutes come from? Well, as Jeff Gannon told us, and his website proudly proclaims, brags about, totally, I'm not kidding here with you at all on this. They're Bushite grunts who like getting it up the ass. So he gives out advertising to the Bushite grunts, and a lot of these guys are fucking gay. Like gay, like fucked up gay. Like Guantanamo guys. Was it Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib? No, I think it was Abu Ghraib, actually. It might be at Guantanamo they do this also. But soldiers will fuck each other up the ass in front of the prisoners. And they say, well, it's psychological warfare. We do it so we mess up with their minds because being gay is so wrong in their culture. So the two Bushite grunts, the Horyao Marines, fuck each other up the ass in front of the prisoners. But they got an excuse. You know, they say, well, it's their job. It's psychological warfare. And they just fuck each other up the ass all the time. So Jeff Gannon brings these prostitutes into the White House. And CNN doesn't think it's newsworthy. You know, what does an endless stream of fucking gay prostitutes have to do with that? And then you can get the interviews, or people allege they're the gay prostitutes. It's hard to prove these things, you know, outside of, well, the documents are available. I mean, they were just disclosed a couple of days ago, giving the list and the names of the people, or more lists, I should say, of the individual gay prostitutes that like to get it up the ass by Bush. You know, that's their dream fantasy. Oh, life is terrible. We're falling apart here. All because you refuse to put faith in yourself and trust Bush as your deity. Bush does all your fucking thinking. You know? Because CNN demands it. There's no exception. George Norrie ain't taking our calls, and the only thing we got is Alex Jones. This is pretty good. I mean, who's directly challenging the power elite. I shouldn't have said that, because there's a lot of guys on RBN there that are pretty cool. And is, you know, I'm disagreeing with them on a lot of the Israeli issues, saying these guys aren't Jews. You know, we go, well, look, I got all this info that goes all the way back through time. Look, I trump you, okay? Because Ethiopia is where the Jews originate, or are coming from, in respect to all this ancient wisdom. Okay, they're black guys. These fucking monsters in Israel would just as soon deny all those people an opportunity to be free in this universe. They don't like black people. And that's Jews, man. You know? Don't you know that? So, you know, and we can actually defeat them now. You know? You go, who's a Jew here? I'm the fucking king of Jews. I am the Jew boy. Son of man fellow. So, you know, and the worst you can do is to be my fucking equal. And then we'd be friends and we'd get along, no problem. Equally committed to the same principles that we can do whatever we wish, as long as you're not infringing on the rights of another to do whatever they want. Like I'm saying, if you want, you're interested in gay promiscuous sex, fine. Yeah, I mean, you're likely going to contract a disease and die. You know, and that's not where you find love. Wouldn't you be better off? Like, I've never actually... I can't totally relate to the whole idea of prostitution, I guess. It's just a peculiarity with myself. But, I mean, wouldn't it be just better to masturbate? I guess the imagination thing or whatever, they can't find anything within themselves because it doesn't mean anything. What's the relationship mean? They found somebody who's willing to do this for money. You know? And whatever. I mean, a lot of people are into that or whatever, so... But I want to give women, I want to give all people an opportunity to escape our bondage here, you know. And to do that, we have to understand some basics of economics. And the TV's not—they have never put in any effort for you to understand what a regressive system is. Like, you can mathematically determine that the whole community is going to lose in this instance when the Manitoba Lottery steals its... And this is why we have laws, but you don't believe in the law. See, I've talked to guys at the National... I've talked to different people in the RCMP, and generally what I'll get is they'll give me all the excuses that the corporate radio gives. Well, people are willing to play, and our taxes will go down because the government's taking in more revenue, and that's all the whole scam is. But they'll acknowledge, like, if you walk through it, you go, it says cheating at play. It's a criminal code of Canada. If you do that, you need to be arrested, and the stolen money needs to be returned to the victims as best as possible. It's the standing code of Canada. You're an officer of our laws. Enforce this law. They're cheating here because if you call the Gaming Commission, you get 96% return. You call the Manitoba Lotteries, they're taking 70. When you actually look at the numbers, the Manitoba Lotteries say they're taking 30. When you look at the numbers, they're taking more than 70. And these are mathematical constructs. This isn't the opinion pieces. Look, phone them yourself. Do it right now. And I know why that, and I've talked to all kinds of people on this. I know why that's like that. You got all these fucking criminals there. They're giving us any reason they can to have unlimited expense accounts, free cars, trips around the world, and none of the cash is accountable because a large percentage of it goes into the newspaper. It's the same in Alberta, it's the same in Manitoba, same in British Columbia, Nova Scotia. In Nova Scotia, the Gaming Commission, the guys who are working at the Gaming Commission are saying this is a criminal, almost, they pretty much said that, but they thought and believed that they were under some illusion that the newspaper there was going to do something for the community. So they just sort of took a half step out and go, look, this really isn't very good for ourselves. They're taking all our cash, you know, and it doesn't come back into our community. And if we work out the math, we're all getting screwed over here. And you know, so they get fired, or they ended up resigning. But it didn't even make the newspaper, you know. So even when the people there finally do take a stand, they're powerless because that newspaper who's taking all the fucking money don't want us to communicate. And in Canada, we have just one newspaper in Manitoba. We have the sports rag, Taliban are bad, you know. And I've talked to the editor there, and the editor fully acknowledged to me that it could have been a male. I think his name is Pam. It's one of those weird situations. But the editor told me that she was fully aware that it was an inside job, that the thing had been financed by General Ahmad, according to the FBI, because I emailed everybody at the staff there, you know, 50 times or whatever, you know, figure I'd give them a call and see what this take is. And so it had become a part of their news culture, or at that continuing to publish newspaper, that it had been acknowledged that it was an inside job, but they weren't going to report it. They weren't going to be saying that. That wasn't their position, or that wasn't their responsibility. It wasn't the Winnipeg Sun's responsibility. But they'll fucking print these fucking kill the Taliban stories every fucking day. Okay? Because it's simple. The NASCAR dads. You know, they love that. There's nothing. There's no challenge. You just kill my kid, even. Don't make me look dumb. I want to breathe toxic fumes at the racetrack and pay $90 to sit down and drink $5 watered-down draft and breathe fucking toxic fumes because it makes me feel good. You know? Did you watch NASCAR? You know, do you know what NASCAR is? It's a circular track where race cars drive around and around and around. That's all it is. And maybe they'll crash. They're hoping. I guess people are hoping to see some... people suffer as worthwhile. That's the gamble, I suppose. Because otherwise, like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, at least at home you can get a sort of play-by-play on who's in what car and where's, you know, they're like half a mile away from the track. You can't even fucking see anything, but they'll pay $90. What is that? That out of all the options they have available in the universe to do with their time, that's what they're going to do. And a lot of people... Let's acknowledge the fact that a lot of people are like that. Like I say, like in NASCAR, what is that, 180,000 people? Like, holy fuck. These people are like, you know, I often get sort of reflections like this when I listen to George Norrie and these dumb fucks get on to talk about what the afterlife is. You know, and they're not even alive. You know, yet. It's crazy. Like, holy fuck. So we got a long way to go. You got to understand what justice is, what evidence is as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. You got to stop going religiously. And these are some of the wonderful paradoxes that I kind of represent. You know, I tell you I'm the Son of Man, but I'm not doing anything. I understand the nature of hypnosis, so I don't want you to succumb to suggestion. I want you to fucking understand what you're thinking and know that you can become easily a victim if you don't pay attention to what these fucking politicians are doing in our names, sending us off to criminal wars of which we have lost for already, brought down by the great Ronald Reagan. Says you kill these people need to be publicly executed who support torture anywhere, anytime, any place. You go look at those documents. They got all kinds of fucking, no matter what the excuse is, articles in there. You know, they go, even if the guy is a CIA officer who flies Americans off to Egypt to be tortured to death, and they practice, well, he doesn't say satanic ceremonies in the law, but it says, you know, even if you fly an innocent American victim, as there is that other guy too. What's his name? Maybe it'll come to me a little later. Even if you fly an American to Iraq and have them tortured to death and they're not guilty of anything, no matter what the excuse is, the torturer and those that implement those crimes against our humanity will be formally executed by the will of us, the people. We put that down into law. Now, if you disagree with that, you say, no, we gotta torture like Willie Brandt and the boys do, completely defenseless citizen guys. They just randomly kidnap and do for fun. And then their excuse is, well, it could have been an Al-Qaeda, and he could have known that there was a bomb in Los Angeles. So there you go. We're good guys again. You know, they confess to committing these crimes. But if you support that, fuck you and die. You know, and that's just about everybody on Fox News. They're all talking about how they want to tase us and victimize innocent people further to help escape the neocons. Escape of criminality further institutionalized against everybody. Yeah, well, we got some crazy stuff going down, my friends. The federal judges found Bush culpable for the treasonous acts of spying on Americans as unwarranted against the Constitution. He is as an enemy of all human will. If you believe in anything, you'll believe in yourself. Bush gives you zero evidence, as the Antichrist gives you zero. You've got no evidence to form his conclusion, of which he says, if we disagree, we're the terrorists. You either agree with Bush or you're a terrorist. But he's given you no evidence. You go with faith on his genius to form not your own mind on these particular questions, because you're too weak. You have no abilities to defend your own dying families. You know, it's a war crime, as according to the UN's Kofi Annan. He says it's a war crime. But Saddam isn't in violation of 1441, and despite the fact that Bush told you that Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, he lied to you, and the TV made no effort to correct him on the sacrifice of your life later. You know, you die for these lies, and saying nothing is really a stupid thing when you consider words are everything. You know, all you gotta do is speak out as a man, but you refuse, you're a coward, you won't call George Norrie, you say George Norrie's a great guy. All you gotta do is stay happy, hey. It sucks. George Norrie's killing ourselves. We're dying, okay? We don't want to die. I don't want to die. But he's not going to give us this opportunity unless we fucking get angry about it, because that's how he does it. He's happy. Don't get excited. Don't be anything else but tranquil, and all things will go your way. Who cares about your neighbor's house going under through criminal fraud? Left still. You know, these guys are walking. They're going to, just like they did with Enron, they just walk away with the cash. You don't know shit. Yeah, we stopped that. WorldCom, they just walked away with the money. Hundreds of billions of dollars, who cares? We got the guy, didn't we get that guy in jail? And really, he's such a small part in the fact that the crime hasn't been resolved. The people who stole the cash haven't been ordered to pay it back and haven't even been arrested. In the case of Enron, they moved the money to the Cayman Islands. The FBI's got the accounts, or had the accounts, and that was it. They didn't seize the cash. The Cayman Islands said, well, look, we'll give you the money if you want the cash. It's all stolen cash. This was the money they took fraudulently, moved it to the Cayman Islands and had fake numbers on the total board. And all this, these are a lot of honorable guys that lost their cash here. They're just people who thought Enron was a really good investment, so we're just going to put our nest egg here, maybe move it out, put it in a mutual fund or whatever. But this is where we're temporarily keeping our cash, because it's a good investment. We believe that there are laws that govern these corporations. And certainly if a corporation was trading on this floor that had slave labor, that board of directors would be tried for war crimes. All their assets would be seized. And once they're convicted, all those assets go to the victims. But, you know, in the case of Dutch Shell, we need to put these people to death. They charter attack helicopters against innocent villagers who committed mass murder. And they're trading on my floor? For the free market? They're trading in the free market with slave labor? We got to go after these guys. But that aside, you say you've got blinders on. I don't care. Well, you still don't necessarily deserve to be thieved from all your life savings. And Enron takes the money. And, you know, a lot of the guys that are invested in the market aren't dishonorable. A lot of them run businesses and have employees and do things to benefit all our lives. That's why they're wealthy. Some wealthy people are like that, okay? So you can't just paint brush and say, who cares? They can go down under like all the others. The bankers have got to make away with this stolen loot scot-free. They can't be held accountable for all the stolen moolah. And that's what's happened over and over and over and over again. Now, this scenario happening over and over and over again is a very serious situation. We're talking about half of your living wages as an American citizen, as a normal person, middle-class person. Half of your wages go to this scam where they don't cover the loan. Then you got to pay them back for money they never lent you to begin with. They say, well, we got our shareholders to be concerned about. Their shareholders aren't the depositors. The Royal Bank of Canada gives 0.02% on their savings account. The CIBC in Canada, this is unbelievable, but other banks I'm sure are doing this also. Well, there's other kind of scams like this. The CIBC, they'll have bank machines. So what they'll do is they'll start a new company, you know, ABC Bank Machine Inc., and they'll go to where their CIBC machines are, and they'll take them out of there. There's no more CIBC machine in that location. And instead, we're going to put ABC Inc. here. And now, if you want to access your money at the CIBC, you got to pay a service fee for going through their secondary company. You know, we have banks in Canada, in some of our northern communities, where they'll shut down the one bank in the entire town. You know, and these are, you know, 30,000, 50,000 people living there. These are bigger, small cities, almost. And the Royal Bank was asked, well, why would you do this? Are you losing money? Go, no, we're making a ton of money. We just want to, you know, pull in on the people. We got to make them suffer, make it harder for them to survive. But the bank in of itself in that community was making tons of cash. But we closed them down. We want these people to hurt. Because it means overall, and you know, long-range forecast, we're going to make more money. We're concerned with our shareholders. Right? Now, the authority that they get, as we're getting expressed right now without the facts on CNN, is that you don't understand, like these Indie Mac loans, for example. They're called ninja loans. The person they lent the money to has no identification. You can't track him down. He had no job, no income. And they lent him, you know, maybe $1 million to buy a property that was only maybe worth $700,000. Now, why do they do that? Why would they give out $1 million to somebody who's got no job or ID? You know, how can they make money off of that scam? They're not putting forward the initial money. You, as the American victim, covers the loan. But you think that those concepts are too big for your puny little mind. Well, that's the world of gods. I can't comprehend any of that. We got to go in faith that the banker is our God. He'll be in charge of our authority to exercise free will. So you, as the citizen in America, cover this fraudulent loan. Now, the CNN is saying, oh, I guess it's all going to collapse, or the bubble's breaking, or we lost all our money to the market. It's a criminal theft. But we've had this over and over and over again for a hell of a long time, where these bankers just walk away with the cash, and CNN and George Norrie are going to go, oh, golly shucks, too bad. Sorry about that. Your entire life savings disappear in a flash. Your pension is gone. The pensions are gone. So, yeah, you know, the pensions are gone, all your money's wasted away, and now you're going to be bailing them out. You know, the Bear Stearns, they got bailed out. You gave them hundreds of millions of dollars that you as an American wage earner had to pay Bush for as your fair share in tax taxes. He took that money and gave it to these guys who have $77 trillion in the derivative market. They're going bankrupt with $77 trillion in assets. Now, you've given them this money. They don't want to deal with that. They're having a hard time. Everybody's having a hard time in this crisis where they just take all your fucking money. They never put forward a fucking penny. Okay, now, why is it like this that you can't comprehend that this is so? Well, they have different tiers of shareholders. Now, all the banks want to cover up their collusion together to, and this has been going on for, like I say, a long time, okay? So what they do is they have different tiers of shareholders. So they try to bring in people. They go, look, be a part of this. We want to screw over everybody for our shareholders. The shareholders aren't the guys who have deposits at the bank, though. These are the special people. Okay, but they have different tiers. So they have the first tier. These are the semi-normal people who live in illusions and think, well, I'd like to be like a banker, too. I'd like to get money for nothing and watch innocent people be victimized or slaughtered. If it means more money into my pocket, I just pretend it doesn't matter what the bank is into investing with my name and purpose in existence. But they only have situated like that to cover up the fact that there's the second tier. And now these are the top secret guys. Now nobody in the newspaper ever tells you about the second tier. Nobody even mentions what the second tier is. These guys, you know, you get a certain percentage of the revenue that they take from the victims who get the mortgages. They give to the little people who support the idea of banking is good, private banking is good, it's money for nothing, and all the people pay us for being rich and wealthy like this. But the second tier, those guys are taking everything. And who are they? You don't even know. No clue who they are. In your name, your life. Okay, now McCain, he wants to do these things. He doesn't know nothing. Like, he's all intertwined in all this evil doing. But we can see, he's a stupid man. He doesn't know nothing. He doesn't even know anything about Vietnam, considering what an important, pivotal thing this war played in his further career. And yet, he doesn't even understand anything about Vietnam. He thinks he was the good guy there. You know, all these people wanted to do was to be liberated from fucking tyranny. You say, why? We the Vietnamese of Vietnam want to govern ourselves. Why do we have to be a colony of France? And then Ho Chi Minh sent a letter to America. Said, look, you guys can directly sympathize with us, man. We're in the exact same position America was. You have the British telling you what to do, taking all your money, and we're the same thing. All our wages are going to these French guys, and they don't even live here. And we have to pay taxes to them for fucking nothing. We're the Vietnamese. We want to govern ourselves. We don't have any solutions outside of knowing that we have to start on at least having a democratically elected governing body to represent the will of the masses. And then what happens? John McCain comes in and fucking firebombs your village. He's a hero. And then they went off and killed fucking 1.5 million people in Cambodia, and that's been totally disclosed too. You know, for nothing but to steal your money. To have Americans die, kill the innocent Cambodians, and we can steal all this money through the military misadventures of, in quotes, incompetence. That's their plan. We play like we're fucking stupid. And that's what Bush is. But he doesn't have to play very hard, does he? We know he's fucking stupid. And evil. And sadistic. I mean, you look at some of the cases in Texas, man. There's something wrong about that whole culture of everybody having a concealed weapon. You know, they don't speak out for themselves on their own state of affairs. And the people in government are probably terrified also, because this PBS covered a little while ago, where they're showing that the state legislature, they don't sit in government for, you know, more than a couple weeks out of the entire year. And all the bills they put into law are not authored by themselves. So they are totally puppets there. So maybe Alex Jones' story is a little bit more complex than first realized. But they got a lot of problems there, just as America does everywhere. And we can resolve these issues. We have to support arresting the neocons for 9/11. And everything will fall into place. You know, we got to find out who's responsible for these fake blips on the radars of the FAA. From what I understand, is Shiloh Mountain, you know, Fort Detrick, these guys with the fucking anthrax have to be taken into custody. You know, and that's, you're thinking it's impossible. It is so fucking easy. It's that we've never ever had leadership half as great as Johnny. You know, all you got to do is, well, you got to get the FBI to get the warrants together, and then you just walk in there, and then anybody who stands in your way, you formally arrest. You know, anybody at Fort Detrick that stands in our way to say, yeah, you're not going to arrest those who've poisoned an American senator? Fuck, did they try to kill Tim Russert even? Like, what are these demons? They're enemies of America. They're not concerned with defending your freedoms. Otherwise, they would cooperate. So that's what we should expect. We should expect 99.999% of everybody at Fort Detrick to go, I don't know about Johnny on any other issue, but this anthrax situation, you know, it has to be resolved. We can't let these fuckers escape. Indiscriminately murdering members of our community because we're brave and virtuous to defend the good old red, white, and blue. We are fucking patriot warrior kings in the making. We just need leadership. And, Johnny's not that bad. He's pretty weird in a lot of instances when he talks about the crazy universe and our infinite potentials. Makes everybody sound like a genius now. But, I'm willing to listen to him out. I mean, man, we should get him on CNN or CBC or... I like to get him on the Coast to Coast radio network every day until we can work ourselves through this. You know, we could contact the FBI, as John says. You know, over national radio waves and go, listen, we're not accepting any bullshit. We want you to work with us. And if you got concerns, let's hear it out, man. You know, do you disagree even? That's particularly important. You know, in Canada, we have this Chorus radio network. Now, they're part of this, you know, see, Alex Jones would tell you everything's the globalists, the Illuminati's going to get you, the Masons are the, you know, maybe it doesn't go so much on the Masons, but or maybe it does, or whatever. You know, the Bilderberg and the CFR, but, you know, there's criminals all over, and they're not necessarily connected to the Bilderberg. You know, the Chorus Radio Network is a national radio company in Canada that just viciously criminally assault ourselves, and, you know, like I say, they sponsor hate fests. You know, Daniel Pipes will come in and tell us how you're being anti-Semitic if you disagree that, yeah, Jews kill Jews for cash. We kill Jews to get more free charitable aid. And that's what they did in Lebanon. They seeked out the Jewish communities and hit them the most grievously with landmines. 7 million landmines over 170 towns and villages to murder Jewish children indiscriminately for decades. And they sponsor these hate fests. And they say, yeah, if you disagree with that, fuck, you're an anti-Semite. We don't want to hear from you. They know. Look, all these people on TV know. They really hate us for being intelligent. That's why they don't encourage dialogue, because they're afraid a wise man's going to get in there somehow. You know, and then they look at themselves and they go, what the fuck? I got no skills at all. You know? And, they don't make the effort. It's not that they're stupid. Is that they find it rewarding, financially beneficial, to stay up on the bullshit and similarly ignore the video of liquefied iron flowing from the tower like water. Like, that's pretty serious. Somebody planted explosives. Was it Bin Laden that planted explosives into Building 7? Let's figure it out. They don't want you to. All questions are answered by Bush as your religious deity of continuous misfortune. Because, hey, Bin Laden did it, case closed. Now we're going to murder millions of people. We've got still no connections. Well, anyway, so things are looking up anyway. It looks like Bush is going to finally be arrested for treason with his buddy Cheney in tow, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Myers. Only to be brought into custody, and we need to have 24-hour coverage answering the same questions over and over and over again. Bush closed investigations on 9/11. There's no excuse. We want justice. The FBI tell us the incident was financed in part by General Mahmoud Ahmad. He resigned from embarrassment after being publicly disclosed as the money man. He was also the individual Bush sent to the Taliban to let them know no evidence will be brought against the accused. Absolutely zero. You better hold on to him if you're going to believe in Allah, too. I'm sure he said under his breath, as it was alleged. But the guy who finances the terrorist operation is also the guy who brings forward no evidence against the accused. Now, is Bush culpable? Absolutely, for a number of excellent reasons. You know, his conduct in front of the cameras at the school, I've written on this right after the event, I think it's like October 2001 or something like that. Get into it. You can tell a lot, there's a lot of information present there, even though you'd think there wasn't. I encourage you to read. I think it was the trial and conviction of our Mr. Bush Jr. with a bonus pack. I think it was October 2001. But he had to have known that the strategy relied on bringing forward no formal allegation backed up with fact. Otherwise, the whole strategy goes out the window. And that's a pretty significant tool, because everybody's asking, and they were. In the Loose Change video, the Final Cut documentary, awesome, incredible. You can hear them being asked in press conferences. Where's the evidence, man? And then we had the journalist ask, well, if this thing was financed by General Ahmad, what are we planning to do about it? And they censored those questions. The White House doctored the transcript so you wouldn't hear that question. So those at CNN, if they were half honorable, of which I, there are some of the better guys, but all of them are just incompetently sacrificing ourselves as unrepresented fairly by pretending they can't hear our screams for freedom and liberty, minus the lies. But, you know, Wolf Blitzer has his moments, you know. And I've been around for a long time. Okay, now, does that make me better than you? Yeah. It does, sort of. I just had a lot more time to do things with myself to better my understanding. Now, you've spent your life drinking beer. but we have important issues, you know. And we all want to find time to enjoy ourselves. But I know a new world could bring about such an incredible future. Because I know, you know, with all this knowledge, there's all kinds of amazing things I can tell you about. Nobody's really interested. So I've got to find a way to generate enough interest from you to either buy something from me or contribute generously to the cause. You know, I'm only talking to people that, you know, are making, you know, $50,000 or more or whatever. If you feel like you might want to contribute, donate to my cause, it'd be very worthwhile. You know, it'll benefit everybody, including yourself. Now, you get no special favors. But for, you know, my thanks in that matter. But I certainly can't promise you anything greater than what will be brought to bear in my struggle against this tyranny that continues. And when I win, you win. We all win. So it's really worthwhile, you know, if you've got a few extra dollars to think about how I am going about feeding myself here. It's very difficult for me to have. You know, I'm working at it. I mean, I'm struggling through this. It's, you know, I'm gonna. Nothing's stopping me. You know, but things could be a lot easier where I could then, in turn, spend more time putting together, you know, more professional productions. Okay, so what is our exit strategy? Well, it's very simple. In Canada, we have to take a stand against Chorus Radio Network. We have to ask the RCMP to demand that they allow open communications. We have these, if you're not familiar with Chorus, they have like four hosts all across a nation of like 30 million people, and they're vicious, evil, Nazi son of a bitches. All they're into doing is killing our kids. You know, it's like 2 days ago, I think his name is Roy Green in Alberta, was telling us about how it's okay to kill Catter, a Canadian citizen that they kidnap because the Taliban did 9/11. Now, you can't be that stupid, okay? We can't accept it. We can say, well, the NASCAR dad families, they're that stupid. Yeah, but this is a guy who's running a radio station. Now, I've sent him myself, I don't know, fuck, whatever, 100 emails, but I'm not the only person. Understand, he's there conning you. They know, of course, radio network, it's a one-way communication. They broadcast whatever they want, and you have to accept it. They're not taking your calls. Okay, they're just like George Norrie. We have open line calls. Well, but if you call in there, and if you block your number, they're not taking your call. If you've spoken before in the last 3 months, they're not taking your call. They have a huge list of excuses of why they can't take your call. And particularly if you're going to talk about the war crimes of Bush, forget it. You think they're? I know you believe that the majority of Americans understand 9/11 was an inside job, but understand not one of them ever gets on George Norrie. Not one. He's got free open lines, call in and talk about whatever you want, and you've got 86% of the populace are concerned about the demon Antichrist escaping, and they never get on, not one fucking call. Understand this. You know, it's a ruse. They're screwing us over, just like Chorus Radio Network. So that's not that hard. Back to this broadcast a couple of days ago where he's telling us about how Ahmadinejad said the Holocaust never happened. You know, you're making a fraudulent capital allegation against an individual who never said such things. And it's not just that. He lies continuously. You know, and he's always got these excuses. We can, you know, we almost have an ability to read his mind. Because he tells us all how he's all defended himself. He's got all the arguments. These linear statements he thinks that are unbreachable. You know, but you're trying to instigate a war against an innocent civilian populace, and then he'll tell you, well, we got to steal, you know, it's for our benefit. We'll do it for us. And yet he'll acknowledge that if he's cornered, you know, that these guys in office aren't elected, Bin Laden didn't do 9/11, but again, with George Norrie, he knows Bin Laden's got nothing to do with 9/11, but he'll keep on repeating, we got to get Bin Laden and understand what mechanism that is. You know, understand that, it, you know, like at least 85% of the people they do allow on there are devout George Norrie disciples because they just start the call always the same, right? We love your show. It's always we. You know, we. We need to take their oil. Or we need to go drill in Alaska. That's one of the most powerful ones of real evil. And it's because even you, as a good person, you don't have the mental faculties. You have no understanding of what the situation is. So I'll just give you a brief, and this isn't necessarily part of our exit strategy, but just to give you an idea of what the real world is. The reason, you think McCain's got any concern or any of these guys have any real concern about wildlife habitats in Alaska? Do you really think that that's part of what's going on? You know, where they'll dump mercury into the veins of American soldiers? On purpose? You know, it's going to cause you irreparable brain damage, and you're likely going to die an early death, too, with all the depleted uranium that's measured radioactive. We're going to feed this to you. You think they got some concern about wildlife habitats? Do you think really that's why? And it's not. The reason they never do it is because of the terms they do not want you to become more familiar with. We say, we're going to drill in Alaska. Well, if that started happening, well, how would that be? It'd be a federal land. And you're going to bring in Dutch Shell that charter attack helicopters to mow down innocent villagers if they get in the way of profit margins. They're going to come in on federal land. They're going to suck up all the oil for themselves. You know, they're going to multiply the price. You know, there's so many issues. It's hard to stay on top of everything. But, you know, to manufacture a barrel of oil in Saudi Arabia is approximately $1 to $1.50 per barrel. Okay, now, you know, so they're multiplying the price of oil by 50, 60, 70, 80 times. Okay, so that's why they never want you to deal directly as an American with drilling off the coast or whatever, because you'll all of a sudden be confronted with the fact that you're going, I thought we were doing it for us, or it was we were going to drill oil to lower our prices, but the guys who are going to drill the oil are a private company on public property. And they never, ever want you to think about that. I can't remember the name of the group. Alex Jones interviewed one of the founders there. I think it's the Rainbow Group or the Rainbow Coalition or the Rainbow Society or something like that. And they've been doing this since the 70s. And really, they're trying to get Americans to understand is that public property is of yourself. You're an American citizen. The federal land is your property also. It's not privately owned. Okay? Now, just recently, They went out to a federal forest to do some camping and celebrating the fact that it was public land. And officers went over there from the Forest Service and beat up women, beat up children on videotape. And they said, we're lawless disciples of the demon Antichrist. See, and there's another difference. And maybe a lot of these differences between me and Alex Jones will pay off in great, great dividends later on. See, Alex Jones will tell you that they're God men. And really, they're not God men. They're disciples of the demon Antichrist. They're lawless. Would God men be committed to providing freedom for a woman and a child? Well, of course. Well, these officers are beating these children up. And again, nobody's got any weapons. You can go get the video for yourself and see. Now, in my world, in Johnny America's world, I would isolate each individual present on that videotape of these police officers. I would give out photographs like it would be America's Most Wanted. Everybody would see who their faces were. We'd ask them to turn themselves in immediately for aggravated assault and attempted murder. You know, if you're going to electrocute some innocent child with a taser, your only intent is to murder the child. The child's like 3 feet tall. The guy's 280 pounds. Child's of zero threat, and they're electrocuting the child. I would see that if anybody's going to be put to death, it would be that so-called officer. Now, in American culture, you go, as Alex Jones has showed you, you think of that, yeah, but they're insurmountable. They have superhuman powers. No, they're supposed to be men of our community. And they are. And they can be held accountable. And that's how it's done. You identify who these individuals are. Let everybody know who they are. Give them, we'll give them a couple of days to turn themselves in. And then if they don't turn themselves in, you offer bounties. You get, Dog the Bounty Hunter after them. You know? And we offer fucking serious rewards. And as the weeks progress, the awards get higher and higher and higher and higher. Like with Lance Corporal Boudreaux, the military know he's into raping Iraqi children. He confesses to raping Iraqi children. We know of the families of the children of which he's raped. He brags about killing the fathers. He says he raped the daughters and then he killed the father. The reason he tells us he has to kill the father of the daughter is he's worried that the fathers might, you know, hunt him down for the rest of his life. And he doesn't want to have to be looking back over his shoulder. Right? So I would immediately demand his execution. I would say every single officer of all militaries on earth, kill Lance Corporal Boudreaux. There's photographs of him. Get the photograph. Kill him. We want him put to death today. Right? Now, you have to understand this is the problem. You know, you think religiously that the military is a reflection of somehow an American society of the Clinton era or prior. You know, where if you committed an open criminal assault against another individual, of course you'd be arrested for sure. But in the military, they just randomly shoot people dead, as he just does. Tim Spicer was interviewed on CNN with Nick Robertson and he confesses fully. They're there to kill innocent people. There's money to be made in killing you're killing your daughter, killing your son, killing your father, killing your mother. They're not concerned with an exit strategy. They want you to die as innocent victim because it means more money into their coffers. They're not committed to, like in a normal military adventure, the soldiers believe, as fucking dumbfuck, that they're somehow defending their nation. A private mercenary force is always, throughout all time and space, always the bad guys. They're always the bad guys. They have no moral ambiguities about killing defenseless innocent families. Whoever they're told to go kill, they do. And Aegis just randomly shoot Iraqis, right? And they confess they're racist Nazi son of a bitches who are into killing black guys. Now, I want Obama to explain himself. I want Obama challenged on this directly. What's his position? Are you supporting just cause for American liberty and demanding that soldiers be ordered to take Aegis into custody immediately? Every single employee needs to be arrested today, and they need to go after these guys with fucking guns loaded. You know, we have them on videotape machine gunning down families. You know, desecrating Elvis Presley. What's your position on that, Obama? Are you gonna? I want to play in the TV world, the make-believe world. I don't want to go there. I'm just a politician who wants to rule the free world. I don't want to go in the real situations. I want to put all the decision-making on military commanders on the ground. And who? What military commander? Buford Blondie's a Saudi Wahhabist. He orders soldiers do not defend Iraqi's largest weapons depot. All those weapons were looted, and many of those same weapons were used to blow up Bushite grunts. And rightly so, they deserve to die. They're criminals, okay? But understand, the commander of the 3rd Infantry is ordered to defend the Iraqi's largest weapons depot and leaves it undefended for looting. Then tells the soldiers, you go out and loot. go out on thieving expeditions. They keep lists of all the stuff they're going to steal, and they go house to house stealing people's jewelry and their laptops and anything else they can find to put in their knapsacks that they bring back home with big fucking smiles on their faces. Who? Obama. You say you don't want to make the decision. Somebody else has got to make the decision on the ground. Who? Fallon? Admiral Fallon, who's into killing Christian families? He brags about this. You want him to make the decision. The guy who likes to kill people just because they're Christians. We can expect Fallon to meet the same fucking fate. How do you live fucking any more than a mortal, you fuck? Who do you think you are? And he's taking a conscious decision to tell us about how he likes to kill innocent Christian families. Never to support justice for our worlds. He wants war to continue forever without fucking end. Like Bush. And again, Bush the Antichrist, he publicly discloses this to you. This war against terror has no end. We're fighting for freedom. No end. You're going to keep bombing people. No end. There's no police on the ground to arrest the bad guy. No, we're just going to continually war. And we're the good guys fighting evil. So we have to fight back. You have to demand Chorus Network start taking open line calls. And some of these people should be arrested. Like Roy Green. You know, he'd go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. About how the Taliban did 9/11. Where? How? Who? He knows. I've sent him fucking emails. I've left him fucking endless voicemails. And what are the Taliban guilty of? They're guilty of standing in the defense of the victims of 9/11 back in New York City by demanding evidence to form your conclusion. Bush the Antichrist says, no, you can't form your own conclusion. Otherwise, you're a terrorist for thinking for yourself and the interests of others. Instead, you go blindly. And how is it possible? It's possible because you have like Charles Adler. You have this Roy Green. You have this institution called the Chorus Radio Network who are viciously criminally assaulting our communities right across Canada. They steal this money through the lottery corporations, and we're not allowed to understand how the crime goes down. So they won't report on it. You know, and it's not that complicated. Although, you know, I've made it into a big philosophical presentation as a piece of art in my production called Stand Together or Don't, and I encourage you to read it. Do you want to save your own life or no? And that's the thing. They'll kill you, they'll kill themselves, everybody else. They cannot formulate an argument against myself. They just insult me. They don't go, well, his ideas are faulted because blah, blah, blah. They never say that. You know, all they know is they don't want the intelligent folks to be recognized because their personal lives are exposed as fucking useless. He just plays you for a fool. It's just Johnny's word against his. And listen to how he's like George Norrie. He sounds great on the radio. What a guy, yeah. You know, who fucking cares about how great his voice sounds? What are his ideas? Because ideas rule this universe. And a lot of these ideas are ruling us tyrannically, denying us the privilege of equal standing, of concern for our fucking dying families, still falling. 100 suicides a week. And you didn't see it. You saw it once. You go get the transcript, go get the video. It's on ABC News, CBS News. CNN might have even covered it, MSNBC, and then it just disappears, and then they go back. 4,000-plus soldiers have died already. And what are you talking about? The hospital in Germany says it's in excess of 50,000. Are we going to go by the guys who are counting the corpses? Or are you going to go by Rush Limbaugh and the Chorus Radio Network to tell us about how the Taliban did 9/11, a Canadian citizen, who was a child who was shot in the back? The official military police report says that this guy had played no part in killing anybody. This was made up later. They made up the allegations later because he was shot in the back. And there are a lot of Americans that say you got to shoot innocent men and children in the back because it's pleasurable, like Pantano and so on. These guys just like to shoot people at random, right? So the reason they charged him is because they didn't want the soldier who shot him in the back to be executed by his brother, his father, his mother, daughter, anybody would kill him in an instant because he's shooting a child in the back who he knew, this child was handcuffed on his knees, had nothing to do with anything. They never alleged that he played a part in any terrorist activity whatsoever. And he's like 14 or 15 years old at that time. Okay, now he goes to court. Now, see, you haven't heard this, right? Listen to me. This is a public record. The Globe and Mail did a story on this already. Okay, this is public record. The Globe and Mail covered it, which is excellent. But it wasn't on CNN, wasn't on CBC. The Chorus Radio Network will call me a liar and will kill your child. Right? They will call me a liar and kill your child because they have that power to deny open line communications. They'll broadcast their demonology and not provide you the facts to understand that this is formally disclosed in the court case itself, where Cater, the child, is not accused of anything. But the Bushite Nazi grunts get in there and just say, yeah, he killed a soldier. Now, we found out in the court documents that the prosecutor submitted to the defense that they doctored. You know, the original report that came from the military police was that he played no part in killing anybody. This is just a child that was shot in the back by another Bushite grunt, a soulless individual who just likes to kill people for fun. It's pleasurable. You think I'm being facetious. You think I'm kidding. Go talk to Buford. There's all kinds of guys you can talk to, okay? Corey E. Jones will tell you, it's just so enjoyable to torture innocent people to death. It's fun because they beg and plead for mercy, and you continually hurt them until they're dead, and it's fun. You know, there are people like this, okay? Now, in my world, if I have a gun and I'm in the military, you're dead. Bang. You know, it's like in Oregon, the Oregon soldiers say American facilities were, there were American, and there still are, American facilities in Iraq where they're torturing to death women, children. I'm serious. The soldiers say they're women and children that they're torturing to death. Now, they're using electric drills on people, and these are people that they just randomly kidnap or just take from their homes. Now, the reason they started to do that is they wanted to make it like it was al-Sadr forces or it was al-Qaeda, but it ended up getting all fucked up because they weren't supposed to get caught in the facility torturing the victims. They were supposed to leave and then go, oh, we found another torture facility. Okay, now this is out of military officers in Oregon, okay? But no. Those officers from Oregon, or the soldiers from Oregon, go into the facility. They see that this place is run by American Bushite grunts that, in some cases, are satanic. Like General Jeffrey Miller advises soldiers on how to commit, on how to perform satanic rituals while you torture these innocent people to death for Bush as the Antichrist. And you go, oh, he's trying to expose Bush as the Antichrist. No, he is a fucking satanic demon enemy of all human will. The power that these demons have is that you in your mind go, yeah, well, so what? Maybe it's not true, whatever. He tells you that's what he's doing, and that's where his power comes from. Is that he, and there's nothing hidden. Now, in your normal version of life and good and evil and crimes and how police work, you go, well, no, the bad guy hides from the cops, and then the cops have to seek out the evidence to put the criminal in prison. But these kind of criminals that are disciples of the demon Antichrist do it right in front of you. You know, Bush said, for an example, one of the first things he did when he took office was, I'm going to take $50 billion. This is one of the very first things he did. I'm going to take $50 billion of American taxes that you pay as a worker, and I'm going to give it to my buddies in the oil industry that are the wealthiest people on earth. You know, they're side by side with the bankers. They have trillions and trillions of dollars. But as a gift from me as the president to them, I'm just going to hand them over $50 billion. Okay? Nothing hidden. It's publicly disclosed. There's nothing fucking hidden here. Okay? Now, understand how this crime... that isn't even a crime. That's the nature of this. He told you, as an American citizen, I'm taking $50 billion from you. I'm going to give it to my friends here. There's nothing hidden here. Understand. He's not hiding this. This was publicly disclosed over and over again. He kept telling you, that's what I'm going to do. And you, depending on who you were, but you would go, oh, I guess so. Yeah, let's go back to NASCAR now. You know, but there are other people who go, well, why would you do that? Okay, you're a fucking traitor. But you're not a traitor because people say, and the congressmen go, yeah, give it to your friend, $50 billion. And none of the congressmen say anything. Okay, but what ends up, except maybe Ron Paul and Kucinich. But what ends up happening? Listen to this. He goes to give the guy the $50 billion. The GAO contact the White House and say, well, okay, well, we know you're a fucking enemy of all human will and deserve to die today. But part of our regulatory requirement to ensure that our money isn't being pilfered unnecessarily is we need to get from you the name of who you gave the money to. You can give it to whoever you want because the American dumbfuck people will never speak out for their own freedoms. They love George Norrie. They say George Norrie's the best because 85% of his calls say that when they institute their first fucking words. You're the best, George Norrie. Thanks a lot for not covering anything for us and let us die. Let our own kids die thinking, fuck, we've got to get Bin Laden. Well, how did Bin Laden get the explosive in the Building 7? We're not asking. Thanks again, George. Thanks. And he plays you for a fool that you have no fucking way. But listen, the GAO asked Bush, said, listen, you can steal all the money you want from Americans. It's not stealing because they're willing to let you do this to ourselves. But we need a name. And guess what Bush said? I don't have to tell you that. and that's the criminal offense. He goes to fucking prison for the rest of his life just for that alone, just for stealing $50 billion. He refused to give the GAO the name of the person he issued the cash to. The money went to the White House in his name. He got fucking $50 billion sent to him at the White House, took that money, and it just disappeared. Now, all he had to do was say, I gave it to Daffy Duck, case closed. You know, they don't have to do any formal criminal investigation because that's how it goes. But he refused to give out a name. So he took $50 billion from America, and it just disappeared. He says he gave it to his best buddies in the oil industry who have almost $1 trillion in their personal holdings. He just gave it to them for nothing because he became the president of the United States. But he didn't give a name, so he needs to be arrested just for that. Arrest him for just that. He stole $50 billion. And get him for fucking 9/11. Get him for Iraq. Don't let him continue this way. And go, I can't figure it out. The world's too complex. Bush is fucking evil. Okay, so what do we need? We need revolution, right? And how are we going to accomplish this? Well, we're going to go back to the old principles. You know, the elections have to be ensured as legitimate by paper ballot. That's the only way to do it. It's a receipt. It's a record. Now, those who disagree with that are enemies of the Republic, you know, of which it stands, indivisibly smart enough to understand as much. No, you're not going to privatize the elections. That's what America is now. You know, it's insane. Blackboxvoting.org, go there. I mean, these women are so incredible, and we got to be all so grateful for them to be keeping their cool through all this. It's just incredibly sinister. And yet they've been able to keep their cool through this and say, look, here are the facts. What are we going to do? You know, they're privatizing the election results, and they don't want us to see what they are. It's their private property. We're not going to accept that. You know, those are not people who deserve to silence our voices on the legitimacy of these elections. Now, right now, there's nobody to vote for. This is ridiculous. Where are the ideas, the challenging ideas? Now Obama's McCain. They're the same. What's the difference in policy? They're both big dreamers. You know, but how are you going to resolve, like I've seen this with, it might be DividedWeFail.org. I've seen a commercial on television. Demand the politicians fix health care, and that's all the commercial is. Well, great, but that's the problem, is you people have no solutions. You don't even know what's wrong. So these are the great things that I bring forward. I can show you the math on these subjects. You know, there are many private hospitals, HMOs. If a guy comes in, he can't speak English too well, but he's got a full-time job, he owns his house, or he's paying the mortgage, and he falls from a ladder, and he's got no insurance, and he doesn't speak good English, well, we're charging you $800,000 for a broken rib, and they'll charge you every last penny they can squeeze out of your life. And the doctors don't get the money, the nurses don't get the money, it goes to the CEOs. You know, these guys, hundreds of billions of dollars, it seems. Just unlimited cash just goes pumping into their wallets, and that's not what it's like in every other developed, semi-developed country. We don't have middlemen there to take up all the money. You know, and those are the fundamental flaws with just about everything Ron Paul or the libertarians represent. They don't have they just really don't have the intellect. They can't comprehend these complicated constructs. So they just say, oh, it's all bad. It's all bad. There's no solution. Anarchy, man. And they don't have the skills. You know, but they advocate that as a philosophy. No, you don't have to engage in any subject matter that's difficult. It's all easy. It's just all bad. No studying required. No matter what the other guy says, nah, it's all bad. Right? But you end up getting rooked by libertarians who wouldn't ask for accountability in such relationships. Instead, they go after the poorly represented, you know, welfare mothers and stuff, and art grants. But find a libertarian who says Halliburton makes sense, and they'll all raise their hands. And why? It doesn't need to be there. But that's it's a crutch for them not to be able to comprehend what the issue even is. So they go, yeah, privatize it. It's always better that way. Privatize always. That's the magic answer. All the other people are too stupid. That's the magic answer. And it's just, you know, and it's this, we get this a lot. Like, if you look in Nazi Israel, they'll constantly call their opponents Nazis. You know, and it's a defensive mechanism where they of evil, because then they go, well, you can't call me that because I called you that first. And it's what are you talking about? You're talking about the infringement of an innocent other. And that's their political position, is to victimize innocent people as a way of rewarding themselves financially. And they disclose this. I mean, this is why God calls it the synagogue of Satan. There you go. But people who can't understand it, they go, I'm being anti-Jewish. I'm the king of Jews. I'm the greatest Jew of all space-time. I am the king of Jews. I'm not the guy who says, do you think I'm the Son of Man? I'm not the guy that says, well, the Son of Man's coming later. I'm an immediate reflection of his same ideas, but we're in a different space than he is somewhere out there in our futures. You know, no, I'm the guy, I create no doubt on your part. You know, I'll tell you who I am. You know, I'm unbound as a property of electromagnetic energy that we understand scientifically. You are of also. It's not something that we can deny. You know, it is. Isn't it wonderful that you too have all these same abilities to reach for a better future? If we together can understand, we have mutual interests in nabbing evildoers who like to murder ourselves for a financial profit. We want to make it unprofitable for them to escape. It's not going to happen, because we're not going to lie down and continually die this way without at least putting in my 2 cents on what our responsibilities here are. So support my rise to popular acclaim. Come on, don't be dumb. I'm an amazing person, as you are, just to consider such things as yourself also. Now you're amazing. We're both amazing, but Bush is still indiscriminately ordering the murder of ourselves as the unrepresented, fairly. Why are you killing? Why do you want to kill people in Iran? We want to arrest these people. Everybody's advocating war in Iran with lies. This has got to, it's like a, they're like capital false allegations, because they know they're trying to push the American teens into warring, you know, 60 million people, murdering, you know, they're planning on murdering millions and millions of innocent people in Iran. That's their intention, because they say, with false allegations, that Iran's going to nuke everybody. And the history of Iran is the opposite. They don't go to war. Primarily been a defensive state since the dawn of time, since as far back as history goes, except for, you know, these interactions with fucking the great Satan. You know, what in their makeup makes it that they would perform such dastardly deeds? Well, George Norrie has got to lie to you now. See, that's where this demonization thing starts, with a George Norrie. The guy you people say you're all happy with, and he's such a great guy. But where does the demonization start with him as a fucking enemy, man? Don't believe it for a second he's that stupid. And even when he gets on his fuck these specialists on the Iran situation, like, holy fuck. You don't know what fucking evil is until you hear with open ears. What are you saying? You're an expert, and yet you're going to tell us that Ahmadinejad said the Holocaust never happened. You're an expert on this, and you're speaking nationally. This demon fuck! And he gets all this money from his Zionist backers, right? He's got all this. Look how wealthy that fucker is. Why do you think he's so wealthy? He gets lots of money for saying those demonic fucking lies, man. You know, he wants to murder people. Millions and millions and millions of people. And him and George Norrie are going to sit there and tell you about how happy their day's been. And all these soldiers and all these families suffer. And they love it. They're fucking sadists. And they want to be financially rewarded by lying to you the way they do. I say no more. I say open communications will put them in their proper place as fucking traitors. You cannot fucking formulate that allegation in today's fucking political climate, considering fuck just about everybody who's got any political responsibility to our world has written on this issue already. How many papers? Everything on the issue says the same thing. He never said such fucking lies. And George Norrie, he gets to play pretend he's not aware. And you know, gotta be more than five people have emailed him every time he says that. He plays like he doesn't know. Just send him the $40 a month for the fucking, or $40 a year for the newsletter, the After Dark newsletter. You can't even get his show in a podcast. He wants you to pay him. Pay. Give out the cash. He wants your fucking money. And he wants to fucking lie to you. And don't get so excited. Be happy. That was his advice the other day. Yeah, don't get so excited. Be happy. You know, that's what it is to anybody ever calls. And then when you do, just rarely, some guy will get in there. Yeah, I'm an American soldier. I think we should be fighting for liberty. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bang. He fuck shuts you down. So it's just so counter to what life is and what God's all truly about. You know, I don't even want to fucking go there. I when I hear the people that talk on his show about how they have no concerns about us going further into this hell, fuck, I grow angrier and angrier by the day. You know, don't think for a second he isn't aware of the criticisms that I've put before ourselves. And this goes on for, you know, years now. Years. You know, Usenet services, which is the foundation of the internet, for those who aren't technically savvy. It's the foundation of the internet. You know, I've dominated those services for minimally 5 years, solid. 5 years. Everybody who's gone in and out of that. And that's the foundation. That's where the military is. That's where the intelligence officers are. That's where a lot of racist Nazi Israeli garbage are, too. But it's a free-to-speak forum. And in those forums, particularly the one on George Norrie and Coast to Coast, it's constant. He's a fucking dirtbag. Nobody says anything nice about him at all. And there's no censorship there. There's no control. And yet, it's just consistent. You know, where are his fans there? Then, when he talks about all the avenues you have to talk about his show, there are all these controlled places where you got to either pay cash, and they got a censor there who monitors what people are talking about. You know, but he doesn't want you to have the free communications because you're going to say, where's the fucking interest in our children being inoculated with fucking poison, man? Where's your concern? These are real American lives. We have fluoride in our drinking water. Make a fucking effort to do something about it. And no, he says nothing. Barely. We're waiting for Alex Jones' next annual appearance where the show will only be an hour long and he won't take any calls. It'll be the best of George Norrie. And are the best of George Norrie's when they're talking about what we got to do to liberate ourselves from tyranny? No, it's when he gets endless callers telling us about how great he is. That's the best of George Norrie. Or these super long-winded fictions about individuals' interactions with the dead. Like, fuck, man. Where in the Bible is that addressed? Like, fuck, it's just ungodly. You know, all your imagination can be taken anywhere. There are people that are classified as schizophrenic who see all kinds of illusions. And they can't compare the two from each other. So it becomes their reality, and we lock them up. Because they can't deal with the life, you know. And it doesn't mean anything. You can have all kinds of experiences that are property of your imagination. It doesn't mean that that's the definition that God, therefore, has no interest anywhere at all, ever. And it's never mentioned on a show. Never, ever does he want you to consider. Why would it be in God's interest to murder tens of millions of people in Iran with false allegations? Why would that be in God's interest? Wouldn't that be something God would be opposed to if God had an opinion as a interperspective reflection on all living sentient bodies? You know, if all people could consider something as important, wouldn't it be right to save ourselves indiscriminately being murdered? George Norrie doesn't have an opinion there. In fact, he's going to work the other way. He wants you to believe in falsehoods to sacrifice your kids further for the neocon of which he knows. Did 9/11, you know, and so on. These fuckers are fucking seriously evil, and they will kill your families if you don't take a stand against George Norrie telling us about how all we got to do is be happy. And good things will come our way. Well, it hasn't worked. And this strategy of no strategy sucks. Because we're falling to fucking Blackwater and Aegis and Khaki. These guys are professional torturers of defenseless innocent people they have no charge against. Ronald Reagan says put them to death. I say put them to death. I say anybody who disagrees with that is truly an enemy of liberty. You know, their position is to torture defenseless innocent families to death. Now, all people of Earth, the American taxpayer, pay the salaries of these monsters. They are true monsters. And America refuses to defend ourselves from such fucking treachery. These are crimes against all our humanity. People who live in America, they don't have the virtue. We have to speak against them, funding the murders of our loved ones. The torturing of our friends and family, they are doing. Paying the salaries of Khaki, C-A-C-I. Torturing innocent people to death. Ronald Reagan, in the War Crimes Act of 1986, and other subsequent laws that are still on the books, demand their executions. We want to send the soldiers in to arrest them. We will try them for war crimes, and they will be executed. They're torturing innocent people to death. I don't care what Fox News says is as their excuse, or these things that call themselves Jews who tell us a lot of Hitler's philosophy on crime fighting is actually pretty good. Look at this. If you torture somebody, blah, blah, blah. I don't want any of that. I don't care what your excuse is. I already know you're an enemy to God and man. You know? Now, I'm not saying that lawyers who argue the philosophical ramifications are guilty themselves. They're faulted. But I can't reach them. People don't respect my voice. These facts, these laws. You want to be a better man by pretending you're something other than what you really are. You know? On an open playing field, you lose to me if you disagree with me on all kinds of stuff. You tell me fluoride's good for you. There's no science for that anywhere. This is industrial toxic waste. And they're also adding arsenic, by the way, and lead to our drinking water. Or it's present in some, depending on what water you're testing. But the water is being poisoned. Now, these people who stand in our way are truly our enemies. And it goes back decades. And when you look back through the archives, you know who it is that's advocating it all the time? It's your local neighborhood newspaper. Right? It's always the newspaper. It says, oh, don't listen to those stupid people. Foolish hippies. Drink your fluoride. Don't think about the math at the lotteries. We're fucking cashing in hundreds of millions of dollars here. Fucking stealing your life. And you suffer. We suffer seriously. Here in Winnipeg, which is like, just as I say, almost every major Canadian city, Winnipeg Free Press steals all this cash. They attack the poorest segments of our city the most viciously with the percentages. In our North End and the Main Street bars, they're hit the most egregiously by the highest percentage takes, like as high as 79% I've seen in bars on Main Street. Now, they take this money and they pocket it for themselves. They expend, you know, enormous amounts of cash. And they're not doing anything for anybody but ensuring that we don't understand where the money's coming and going. They always say, it's a good thing. No, it's a good thing. It's really a good thing. And that's all they'll tell you. Just like they say, fluoride, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. They won't give you the science or any understanding. They want to profit off your suffering. Now you say, well, you're being unfair. They're idiots. All right-wing people are idiots because they're ideologues and they're absolutists. They think they have no knowledge. They have all these fake things. And it's not necessarily that they're evil. They're just ignorant. You have slave labor camps in many American cities. And they keep them in cells of 6x4 or 4x5. They're really, really, they're like little closets. And they ship them into America from third world countries. And they pay them 50 cents or zero if they're total slaves like KBR. And these are in American cities, and they compete against American corporations who are supposed to pay minimum wage. So these companies overtake the legitimate ones, and you're going under right now. And that's what's happening today. It was on PBS like a year ago. They're showing all these companies that are moving into American cities with slave labor camps. They're like, they built a labor camp, a prison labor camp of people they've kidnapped in other countries. They said, hey, we can get you, like they did in the KBR. They, you know, talk to people who live in a third world situation, and they go, hey, we can get you a job working in America if you want to work for our company. Well, we're going to ship you right to Chicago. Yeah, get on board, buddy. Sign this form, sign that form, sign this form, sign that form. Yeah, just put your finger out. I just got to take some blood here, sign your name in blood. Okay, thank you. Now they got all these legal documents. They said, no, they've signed their lives to us, and we have control over them for the next 5 years, and they're going to live in the shoebox. And they're going to compete against American workers, and you're going to fucking lose out, all of you. So a lot of libertarians say, well, we got to stop them from crossing the border because they're going to steal our freedom. And what freedom do you live with? Where you're competing against you're directly competing against slave labor. You know, you're going to lose. You know, you're going to lose to that. But, you know, so, I mean, it's important to have control of your borders, right? You don't want just open-ended, unending, extra unemployed individuals coming in seeking opportunity because there's only so much to go around considering everybody's competing against a criminality. You're competing against slave labor. So you're going to lose. It's a continual denigration of your standard of living. And in American society, it's always been about kill all those people in that country. You know, like, name the country. You know, Uzbekistan. They give hundreds of millions of dollars to he's clinically insane. You know, he kills anybody who criticizes him, the color of his shirt or whatever. He's like totally, it's totally schizo. Totally insane. But he's Bush's tea buddy. You know, they go to tea and they talk about, you know, all the great times they had as kids torturing small animals. And the guy is insane. And you give him hundreds of millions of dollars to oppress the people in Uzbekistan. Now, Americans say they like hurting all those people, you know, because they don't say anything about it. They don't care. Or their lives are too busy, and George Norrie is much more pleasant to listen to. So all these people fall victim. And now all this, all these machinations are coming in on their own society, which includes everybody. You know, including myself. So that's right, that's me. Johnny the Lawman America. I won't go as far as the corporate sellout to deny my rights to be free here. I speak for myself. You know, Bush speaks for you as an American citizen because you refuse to speak in your own name. They're committing war crimes. They're slaughtering defenseless innocent families in your name as a citizen, and you can't be bothered, apparently. All you gotta do is pick up your fucking phone. You think you got excuses? Well, you don't. And times are getting it's coming down to some kind of crunch here. You better start speaking out. Pick up your phone. We want justice for 9/11. Everything falls into place with 9/11 because all these guys connected to 9/11 are the worst of the bunch, connected to everything else. You know, as is life. But I mean, I'm serious. You know, we get control of who's commanding the Air Force. We stop a lot of indiscriminate slaughtering. You know, who is it in the Air Force that's ordering these bombing runs? We want them arrested for war crimes. They've admitted to dropping millions and millions of landmines in Iraq into residential school districts. We want them charged for war crimes. They're attacking the civilian populace, and they've been doing this for years. They stole all the cash. All these people need to be arrested. That's Bremer and of Kissinger Associates, along with Greenspan. And it's great because his wife can speak all she wants in the defense of her husband. But we'll get to the facts here. We know that $19 billion was put into Greenspan's pocket. We want an explanation, along with the $3 trillion he gave to his friends. It was reported on Frontline. And I've talked at length on that issue. All the evidence is available. So it'd be at least a half-hour presentation. I can't remember which recording it's in, but I can do it again when we get on a national stage. And anybody and everybody can speak in his defense, but you can understand it's a criminal theft. They walked away with $3 trillion, taxpayers' money. They did. He issued them the money. It was on Frontline. It was criminal theft. So you get back Iraqi's $19 billion, and in turn, you get $3 trillion for your effort. Because that's going to be the other subject that we have to address in relationship to Bremer and the Kissinger Associates' connections to Greenspan's office. You know, you're not aware that he's issuing this money out. No congressman has brought it up to your attention, thinking it was important. $3 trillion. Now, I'm not even talking about the Pentagon money. Okay? That's a separate issue. But you know how they're connected? They're $1 trillion. So we deal with $1 trillion issue, then we got to deal with the other $1 trillion issue. September 10th, 2001. It's disclosed more than $2 trillion is missing. They lost it. They're doing the Enron scam there. They tell you they lost it. Well, nothing is lost ever. You just have to figure out where it went. Right? And since September 10th, 2001, that investigation has gone nowhere. September 10th is when it was formally disclosed. Finally had to be said that all this cash is missing. And we know where a lot of the money went. Like I say, you track, it's you're thinking, it's impossible. That's what you've been trained by your TV, to think of reality. You don't understand. One thing leads to another. Have you ever tried to build something? Well, likely not. What can I use as an example? I'm trying to think outside of my personal experiences. Well, you work on a puzzle. Have you ever done a puzzle as a child? We have a whole bunch of pieces, 500 pieces. There's not much there to begin with, but piece by piece by piece by piece, the picture finally comes into focus and you understand, hey, this all fits together quite nicely. But we know, as was reported on 60 Minutes, that a lot of the guys who stole the billions of dollars with Bremer moved out to their own villas in Europe. They divorced themselves from the Iraqi quagmire, thieved billions of dollars for themselves personally, and now live in their own personal private villas. They purchase an entire villa. We got to interview those guys. So all those kind of people, and there's quite a few of those, but it's like we'll offer bounties. We'll disclose who the individuals are who stole all the money. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's over $100 billion in Iraq alone. You got $90 billion in the oil food scam. And those were associates of the banking cartels, who were in a committee called the 661 group, or the 661 committee. And what they would do there is every time they would sign their name to a contract, they'd pay themselves, I think it was $36,000 for each signature, and they signed 38,000 contracts, of not one contract did they turn down, because the contracts were manufactured by their friends. There's a little circle going there. Spending over $90 billion, of which nothing went to Iraq. And do you remember all the demonizations of Saddam to say that he was stealing money or whatever through the oil for food? And that was the truth. And at that time I did audio recordings, I wrote about it, told people, look, just follow the fucking money. It's always the money. You never want to follow the money, because that's where intelligence lies in these particular circumstances of high crimes and misdemeanors. You got to follow the money, man. But look, you're terrified. Look what happens. You follow the money for 9/11. There you go. There's the guy who did it. But you don't say anything. You're uncertain. And I'm telling you, pursuing justice is a noble cause, because it really brings about better goods for all concerned. That mass murderers are not going to escape unapprehended with our stolen lives, including our life savings. You know, they're going to tell you all the money's lost to the market. We don't know what happened. Don't accept it, man. We're gonna push. What are we gonna do? We're gonna pause the game, I guess, and we're gonna understand where we're at right here. All this money Greenspan's given to his friends, trillions and trillions of dollars. The guys at the federal, the major bankers in power right now have never lent a cent to anybody. You know, generations ago. It's more difficult to argue because all the records aren't there. But in the last, I don't know, probably 50 years, there ain't a banker on earth that's lent us a dollar. They don't lend us money. We're borrowing the money to ourselves, and they stand in there as magic magicians, wizards. You think they're wizards, right? They're the magic people that you build these monoliths at all our major intersections. The tallest building in your city, in your major intersection, what is it? It's a bank building. It's like 50 stories tall. And the bank is at the back corner, open maybe 2 hours or 3 hours a day, 4 days a week. But they got the banking machine that you paid for to install, and they're going to charge you service fees for that, of course, plus